Welcome to Idle Chatter, brought to you by the Machinery Digest, where steel and soil meet. A weekly podcast by a New Jersey farmer to all farmers and ranchers across this great nation. And yes, there are farms in New Jersey. Regardless of the crop you grow or the livestock you raise, we all have one thing in common. Agriculture runs on passion, sweat, tears, and machinery, and that is why the Machinery Digest exists, a no-nonsense, grease-under-your-fingernails educational website. It was created to provide a transfer of knowledge so that you can maintain, service, and most importantly, understand today's complex farm equipment. My name is Ray Bohax, and I farm too. It is time now to get under the sheet metal. Hello, my friends. Ray Bohax here, and it's welcome to the second annual Hot Rod Farmer Christmas Gift Buying Guide. I started this last year when the podcast was brand new because I felt that there was a frustration for gift givers to people who are hot rod farmers, guys or gals, people that are into machinery, into engines, into working with equipment. And I knew that there were a lot of great gift ideas out there that the average person would not be aware of. So I decided to put together a little show. And we ran it last year, and I have to honestly say that it was extremely well received, and it was had many, many downloads, and for months afterwards, and still is receiving downloads. So I want to tell you to go to my website at farmmachinerydigest.com and look under the Learn tab, and you will find an article with all of the websites and pictures of the things I spoke about in the first podcast. And if you look into the archives back last year, the actual audio podcast will be there for the first annual Hot Rod Farmer Gift Guide. But let me explain to you, because I didn't do a good job of that, is that what I'm doing the show, and you have the audio, you have the podcast where I will explain the different suggested gifts to you, and then I will also supplement that, or I am supplementing that with an article on my website, farmmachinerydigest.com, under the Learn tab, which will give you a picture, a written description of everything that I am discussing, and also a link to the company's website. So you could explore that tool or that part or whatever it may be. It's an eclectic range of suggestions, and they go and they vary in price from $19, which is definitely a good stocking stuffer, all the way up to $1,600, which I don't think is a stocking stuffer. But I want to explain that to you also, and I want to explain the logic that I employed. And I did the same thing last year. Some of the gift suggestions may be quite costly, like I said, up to $1,600, but they are of great value to the hot rod farmer in your life. And what I suggest from my vantage point is that you could make a corporate gift. So in other words, instead of three or four people spending $100, $200, $300 a piece to get something for a person, which is certainly nothing wrong with that, but you could corporately pool your money and then get a gift that is more costly but will also bring greater value. So that's up to you. And God willing, if you're in a demographic where you can afford to spend $1,600 on your hot rod farmer for a gift, hey, that's wonderful. Go for it. But there's a whole range of things here, and I just wanted to make clear to you why there is such a broad price range. And you know, the thing also that I want to come bring up is that whether it's the $19 gift or the $1,600 gift, all of these gifts will bring great value. And obviously they're used for different things, and that's why the price range is there. But as I said last year in this show, I do want to establish that to me, the greatest gift that anyone could ever receive and that we have received was over 2,000 years ago, was the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And the Lord sent him down to earth to be born as a baby of a virgin in the manger amongst animals and under adverse conditions so that we can find salvation through him. And every gift after that is going to pale. And I think it's wonderful to give someone a gift at Christmas time and someone that you love. But the greatest gift you could give them is a relationship with Christ Jesus, our Savior. And none of these gifts that I am suggesting are meant to surpass that. They're just basically a worldly way of showing someone your love for them. And anything that I suggest here, I could tell you with confidence that as the years go by, when they grab that tool or grab that wrench or that piece of equipment, that they will think of you, because it's going to make their life special. So they just wanted to give you my logic and my mindset. And also the other thing I wanted to say is that the prices that I'm going to list are the factory list prices. The prices that I quote, I should say, not list, right? The prices that I'm quoting are factory list prices. And oftentimes through shopping around, you could get those price, you could get those items at a discounted price. So keep in mind the price I'm giving you is the highest price, not the lowest price or the average price. And by doing a Google search with the company number and the item number or part number, is that you could very easily find them. And if you live in a very remote location, a lot of these things are available through mail order. Alrighty, so if you have any questions about it, and please feel free to contact me at hotrodfarmer@farmmachinerydigest.com. And if you are the generous person who is the gift giver, and you're not truly familiar with it, just my wife wouldn't be familiar with, my wife Charlotte wouldn't know anything about this whatsoever, what a torque wrench is or what have you. You know, if you're the gift giver and you're not familiar with it, send me an email. I'll be more than happy to open up a dialogue with you through email or telephone, and we could make it, and I could make it what my best suggestion for whether that gift would fit your hot rod farmer. Alrighty, so without any further ado, I want to thank you for listening. And we are going to start to go through this very, very eclectic list. Okay, the first thing I have is from Redline Company, and it's a smoke machine. And no, it's not a vape where you're vaping. It's actually a vape for equipment. And what a smoke machine does is uses pressure and or vacuum and creates a non-toxic smoke, and it puts it into a system. What I mean by system, it could put it into an engine to look for a vacuum leak, a radiator or cooling system to look for a coolant leak, an oil leak. You could put it into a sprayer to look for a leak in a sprayer tank. You could use it for a storage tank leak. You could use it for a leak in an air conditioning line, what have you. So what it basically does, it creates non-toxic smoke and uses line pressure from a compressor, 2 or 3 or 4 pounds of pressure, to put this smoke through. And then, you know, where the leak is, the smoke will find it. So on today's modern diesel engines, gasoline engines, modern equipment, it's almost impossible. For instance, like if you have a turbocharger and you have a small leak in the intercooler, the engine is down on power, it's almost impossible for you to find that. And with this smoke test machine, it makes the impossible very, very possible. Now, there are less expensive units, but this is a top of the line professional unit. It's the Redline Smoke Pro Total Tech, and it's made in USA, and it's gorgeous. It's a professional grade tool, and it's $1,249. So it is a little bit on the higher side of the gift giving scale, but it's a tool that you will be surprised how your hot rod farmer will use this for things that you'd never even think of. I mean, so anytime there's any sort of leak, whether it's an air leak, a fluid leak, a chemical leak, you could use this safely, put this smoke in. It's a non-toxic, non-flammable smoke. When the smoke comes out, you will find the leak. And oftentimes, specifically on an engine, is that you will find that there's multiple leak sites, and that's what's causing the problem. And you may, and without a tool like this, you may find them the major leak, but you're not finding the minor leaks, and it's cumulative, and that's why you're having a problem with that piece of equipment. So the Redline Smoke Pro Total Tech, $1,249. The next suggestion is from a company called, new company called Tractor PTO Link. You know, and I thought I was the only one. I have small hands. I mean, for a man, I have very small hands. My mother used to call them surgeon's hands. And oftentimes I've struggled to get the PTO onto the shaft coming out of the tractor. So a mower or a manure spreader or a sprayer pump, I really didn't have problems with. But anything like that, trying to, you know, to get in there and get it lined up and press the button and push it on and what have you. And I would curse like a sailor, like a Christian man shouldn't curse. And I would blame my small hands. But when I found out of the, about the Tractor PTO Link, it's an ingenious, ingenious apparatus that really should have been thought about years ago. And what it does, it gives you two separate pieces. One piece goes onto the tractor and the other piece goes onto the PTO. And it has a flat plate on it. So you put the spline piece into the PTO, the other piece onto the female onto the tractor, and the male onto the on the implement. And then it has a disc and you just put it together and has a self-locking pin and it locks in. And it takes like zero effort to put a to attach a PTO. Now the basic kit is sells for $350 and it gives you one piece for each. So in other words, one piece for the tractor and one piece for the implement. Now they sell kits that offer more pieces for the implement, so you could keep the one piece on the tractor. But if you want to make a minimal investment, you could have $350 into this quality USA made piece, Tractor PTO Link, and just take it on and off the tractor. But it's something that your hot rod farmer, whenever he goes to hook up something, a mower or a spreader or a pump or whatever, he's going to love you for it because it's an ingenious apparatus that I don't understand why it took so long to invent it. The next thing on the list is the most expensive item. And it's by a company called Hydra, H-Y-D-R-A hyphen check, C-H-E-C-K. And it's the model RFIK series, and it's a hydraulic flow tester. Now, to properly diagnose any hydraulic system on farm equipment or any type of hydraulic system, but specifically on farm equipment, you need to be able to read flow, fluid temperature, you need to be able to load the system, and you need to be able to read pressure output all at the same time. And what happens in most instances, almost every farm shop that I've gone to does not have that ability to do that easily. They may have a pressure gauge, they may have a flow meter, but they don't have it together. And to properly diagnose a hydraulic issue on any piece of farm equipment, or you will need to have all of those things looked at simultaneously. And this tool, the HydraCheck RFIK, does all of that. It's a simple hookup in and out. You could buy adapters to hook in, you hook in series to the hydraulic system. You could load it. You could read the flow. You could read the pressure, and you could read the temperature of the fluid. Sometimes what you'll find is that you'll have the fluid at a higher temperature that the hydraulics don't work properly. So this is a wonderful, wonderful tool. It's a type of tool that you hope that you keep in your toolbox and never have to take out, because that means you have no hydraulic problems. But the fact of the matter is, on a modern farm, hydraulics, hydraulic motors, right, on the combines, on sprayers, hydraulic pumps, hydraulic pumps running planters. So without you looking at that, being able to look at those four elements of the circuit, you are not going to diagnose it properly. And all you have to do is make one mistake and put a $3,000 pump on that's not required because you don't have this tool, and then it's all gone. All right, so It's around $1,600. They have a couple of models, depending upon the fittings, between $1,600 and $1,690. So I'm calling it $1,600, and it's from HydraCheck. And it's every hot rod farmer who works on hydraulics dream tool. So check that out if you have somebody that you think would be interested in that. All right, the next thing we're going to go to is fluid-related also. And it's by a company called MyTVAC, M-Y-T-V-A-C. And they make this really, really neat. Oh, I meant to tell you, the HydraCheck tool is made in USA also. I'm trying to get all quality USA-made tools for my Hot Rod Farmer Buying Guide. The MyTVAC Fluid Evacuator Plus. Now, oftentimes, it's very hard to get fluid out of something, whether it's a transaxle on a vehicle or a hydraulic pump or on a piece of farm equipment or on a sprayer or a hydraulic motor. And what this MightyVac pump does and is it allows you to suck the fluid out. It actually has a hose that goes in through the fill point, suck the fluid out, and then refill with the proper amount of fluid through the same tool, obviously, after you clean it out. So it's really, it's almost a must today on modern equipment. Specifically, a lot of newer vehicles don't even have a dipstick for the transmission, automatic transmission fluid. They have a port, and they don't have any way for you to actually get in there. And it makes it, for instance, like on my wife's Ford Escape and my Ford Fiesta, there's no dipstick. You have to go basically go through the fender, and it's awkward. It's a pain in the neck, and I'm not going to deny it. But anyway, but it's very common in all types of farm equipment, smaller engines. You have a smaller engine on a seed tender. You want to pump the oil out of it. You have a hydraulic pump. You have a hydraulic pump on a planter. You want to pump the fluid out of it, change the fluid. This is a wonderful, wonderful tool that you will find that the hot rod farmer in your life will be going to this for more times than they think. They can say to you, how did I live without this all these years? And the best part about it is that it lists for only $106. So that's probably on the high end of a stocking stuffer. It's kind of large. It's an upright canister with a hand pump on it. It's all self-contained, so I don't think you'd fit it in a stocking, but still it's a great, great, great tool. The next company that I'm going to be representing to you is a company called Lyle, and they're out of Clarinda, Iowa, and it is a stretch bolt installer remover, and it's part number 59370. Oh, the MightyVac pump was 7201, so it's MightyVac fluid extractor 7201. Let me back up on that. I'm getting excited here. And then the Lyle stretch bolt installer remover, part number or item number 59370. And what that is, a lot of applications today on engines use what is called a stretch belt. And there's no adjustment for that belt. There's no swing and no pivot. And what it does is that you actually stretch the belt to put it onto the drive pulleys, and then you stretch it to take it off. And very, very common today, specifically on engines, and you'll find this in engines in cars, trucks, and equipment, is that the idea is that they want to use the shortest belt possible for the least amount of harmonics, noise, and vibration, but the belt is designed to give a little bit of stretch. If you don't have this tool basically sits in a pulley, and you either crank the engine around by hand by putting a wrench on the harmonic balancer or on the flywheel and turning it, or you bump the starter like you do with points, boop, 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 like you used to do with points, and you have this tool on it, and it rides the belt off, and the same thing as it rides the belt back on. It's only $26. If you don't have this tool, you're going to curse for hours trying to get a belt on, and you may even damage the engine or the piece of equipment because you get in there with pry bars and you're pushing against something. With this tool, it makes very, very easy work. So it's the Lyle Stretch Bolt Installer Remover, part number 59370, $26. Great stocking stuffer. We're still with the Lyle company. Excuse me. And a lot of hose clamps today on different hoses, different pieces of equipment, what have you, could be heater hoses, it could be fluid lines, whatever, are in very awkward positions. And so Lyle made this really great tool. It's the Lyle Long Reach Hose Clamp Plier, model number 17000, and it enables you to get into these hose clamps that are in these awkward positions, these what they call constant tension clamps, that you have to actually squeeze them to remove them. And that is $77. So it's the Lyle Long Reach Hose Clamp Plier, part number 17000, and that's a true stocking stuffer, a fitness stocking. And when the person takes it out, the guy can say, what is this? Until they read the instructions and say, oh my God, this is fantastic. And like I say, once again, this is a tool that will make an impossible job very, very, very possible. Also, as far as hose clamps are concerned, because they're a problem today, the Owatonna Tool Company, OTC, has their item number 4525, and this is a cable-type hose clamp tool. So what it does is that it has a cable and a hand pump. You squeeze it like a corking gun, and the cable has an apparatus that goes onto the hose clamp, and it squeezes the constant tension hose clamps, which almost every manufacturer uses today, and allows you to take it off. So between, may I suggest that you spend less than $110, $120, you could get the Lyle Long Reach hose clamp pliers and the OTC 4525 cable type hose clamp tool, and you'll be all hooked up. There's not a hose clamp, a constant tension hose clamp that you will not be able to remove. We're still with Lyle, and the item number 67000 Master Line Stopper Kit. It is nothing more frustrating than working on something and having to take off some sort of fluid line, be it a brake line, a hydraulic line, an oil line, a coolant line, and knowing that when you take this off, you're going to have a mess all over the place. You're going to have an environmental impact of the fluid leaking all over. It's going to be a nightmare. And you may have to change a little fitting or change something like a thermostat or a sensor, and you get fluid or coolant or whatever all over, or brake fluid, what have you. And what happens is that because most people don't have a way to plug this, they either try to ram something in the line, or if it's a rubber type of hose, they take a pair of vice grips and they collapse the hose, which damages the hose and offends its integrity, and then you have a problem later on. So this is from Lyle, the 67000 Master Line Stopper Kit. It's only $88. It's a whole bunch of stoppers that all different sizes. It comes in a nice plastic case. You keep it in your toolbox. You need to take a fuel line off to change a filter or a fuel water separator, what have you. You get your kit out there, you open up your kit, you study, eyeball the line. As soon as you take the line off, you put the proper stopper in there, and away you go. There's no leaks. It's not only is it make the job easier and quicker, but what it does is that it makes it safer, because you're not having some type of fluid that's either going to be toxic or flammable leaking all over the shop and all over the person working on it. So that's a wonderful, wonderful Christmas gift. Still sticking with Lyle, a very simplistic tool, and it's only $19. It's the Lyle 55240 battery cable nut pliers. Now, this is something that most mechanics should have, but most don't. And it's when you're working on any type of battery cable with a nut fastener, bolt, nut and bolt through the terminal, is that the way it's usually positioned, you cannot get a wrench in there properly, or you can't get a socket in there. This is a dedicated set of pliers that I have. This tool, I love it. It's great. And I've had it for about 25 years and maybe 30 years now. And you go, and if the battery cable, the battery terminal nut and bolt is corroded and eaten away because of acid forming on it, that this tool will actually grab it and take the nut off. It's all about doing the job simply, quickly, and efficiently. And it's not a tool you're going to use all the time, but for $19, great stocking stuffer. Baby, when you got that nut that's all eaten and rounded off with the acid and you can't get it off, you go grab this tool, and this will be your go-to tool every time you work on a battery. So that is a great, great investment for you to give to someone that you love. Right, now we're going to move on to the Goodson Company. Goodson Tools and Equipment, they're a professional equipment company that services the engine rebuilding business, machinery business, engine building machinery, and things like that. A lot of great, great stuff that the average person would not know about. Now, this is the Goodson Fluorescent Magnetic Crack Detection System. Basically, in essence, it's a Magnaflux system, but Magnaflux is a brand name, like Jeep or Kleenex towels. Now, it's magnetic inspection. So what it does is that it has a big magnet, and you magnify a piece of metal, and you have a special powder that they give you, shake it on there, and then a fluorescent light, a special fluorescent light. And the kit number is FCP-HP-kit. So it's F as in Ford, C as in cat, P as in Paul, hyphen, H as in Harry, P as in Paul, kit. And what it'll do is it'll allow the person that is working with it to detect a unseen crack in the integrity of any piece of ferrous metal. So, I mean, it's predominantly used with engines to look for cylinder head leaks and cracks or crankshafts or what have you. But any place around the farm, you could have a planter and you want to, you could have a piece of tillage equipment. You say, geez, you know, I think that this mooring is cracking here. It looks like it is. You could use this tool to check to see whether there is a crack or a fracture in its integrity. It lists for $700. And it's like, then again, it's not a tool you're going to use all the time, but you'll be surprised how often you will use it. And you'll be able to move forward with confidence, knowing either that cylinder head, that engine block, that pump, that turbocharger, that piece of casting on a sprayer or combine, what have you, is not cracked where you cannot see it. Magnetic inspection. The trade name is Magnaflux, but this is really a magnetic inspection tool, $700 from Goodson. We're still with Goodson, and every mechanic, every guy working on equipment needs a good die grinder, and most guys use an air grinder, but probably the best grinder to use is an electric, and the Goodson GEO-600 at $220 is 110 volt with a long cord, and it's a very, very accurate, almost die grinder, very easy to control, that you get into tight areas. And it also has a speed of up to 25,000 RPM. So you could really make quick work of grinding something, or if you put a polishing stone in there, really polish something. And because of its size, you could get in, you could grind the weld, you could grind anything that needs to be ground. I mean, you could go in there and let's say you're working on a center pivot and something is all boogered up, right? You could go in there and you could doll this up and grind it. It only uses 110 volts. If you have a portable generator out in the field, you could run it instead of an air compressor. Great, great tool. And it's $220, but I suggest also investing another $47, so you'd have about $270 in total, and to get the GEO-SC. And that's a variable speed kit, because the way the tool comes, it's going to be either on or off. But with the variable speed kit, you could actually control the speed all the way up to 25,000 RPM. So that is a real asset. And it being electric gives you a lot of flexibility, especially most guys have little generators if they go out into the field or whatever. And it's much better than bringing an air compressor. All right. So that's the Goodson GEO-600. We're still with Goodson, and what I would suggest to you is this is a pretty good stocking stuffer, $95, all right? It's the BG-150. It's the Hydro Air Gun. What it basically does is that you hook up a garden hose to one side and one fitting on it, and you hook up an air line from your compressor. And it takes the water, basically almost makes it like a dentist, like a water pick for your teeth. And you could use hot or cold water. So you could use hot water or you could use cold water as the feed. And with the airline, you pressurize this water and into a very fine spray. So if you're working on a piece of equipment, you want to get in there and you want to clean off an area. Let's say that you got the combine coming in and it's all full of chaff, it's all full of dust, and you need to clean up and look at this bearing. Instead of spraying everything all over, you go in and you clean this one area up. Or even if you're not concerned with overspray, but you need to pinpoint and remove some dirt or debris or grease from a certain area, you will love this tool. Think of it as a dentist water pick, but for machinery. So it's the Goodson Hydro Air Gun BG-150, $95. Not too bad. All right, we're still with Goodson, and we're down to $23 now. And it's called the Micro MIC-FIX. And what it is a micrometer stand. It's $23, a very simple stand to hold a micrometer. For anybody who works on equipment, works on engines, works on pumps, works on hydraulics, oftentimes you need to mic something and you wish that you had that third set of hands. Well, this is the third set of hands because it enables you to the micrometer to be held securely and safely in an area, and then you could work with the micrometer. It's the third set of hands to make an accurate measurement. It's going to be a lifesaver, because oftentimes you struggle, you're holding something and you're trying to hold it to your belly. You got one thing in your teeth you're holding. It's crazy. I mean, I've been there. All right. So if you want to measure something, and you know, the thing basically is that the common mistake that people make is that they don't have the ability because they need that third set of hands and someone else is not around or available, and they make the wrong measurement. Well, the wrong measurement is probably worse than no measurement. So if you think that something is 0.560 inches, all right, and you're guessing at it because you're not getting an accurate measurement because you don't have three hands, well, $23 and you have your third hand. So it's a great, great tool to have in your toolbox, and keep it with your micrometer. So if you need it, you know, the micrometer and the stand are together. Not that you have the tool someplace else and the micrometer and three buildings over. All right, now we're changing tune a little bit. And there's a company called Griot's Garage, and I featured them last year with a buffer. I love their polishes. I love their wax. It's very, very, very high quality stuff, Concours style stuff. I use it on all my cars. I use it on all my equipment. It's the best wax that I've found. Everything that they have is top notch. And, you know, this sounds simplistic, but it's a starter car wash kit. And one of the most frustrating things, and I love to wash my equipment, love to wash my cars, I love the detail, I love when we go out in the field and people say, "Geez, is that tractor new?" And somebody rides by and they said, "No, that tractor is 18 years old." Well, that's all because I take care of it to concourse level with Griot's Garage products. But anyway, one of the most frustrating things is not having a good car wash bucket. And what they do is this starter car wash kit. It's $63. You may say, "Whoa, that's a lot of money for a bucket." It is a lot of money for a bucket, but not for this bucket. And what it does is it's on wheels. It holds 6 gallons. It has a lower grill and an upper grill. So when you wash the mitt out, the wash rag out, you're not putting the dirt back into the rag, but it's settling on the bottom. It has a measuring cup in it. It has graduations and has hash marks on the sides. You want 1 gallon, 2 gallons, 3 gallons of water. And it comes with 2 microfiber wash mitts. And it's got a lid on it, so you could seal it up with a lid. And it's got a handle, so you could pick it up when it's empty and you could roll it around. This is a wash bucket extraordinaire, believe me. And if you're a hot rod farmer, loves keeping his things clean, loves keeping them all polished up, all right, and wash, this bucket will bring efficiency into the farm shop and the wash procedure, and it'll bring quality. And like I say, you know, you have to get over the fact that it's a $63 bucket with 2 microfiber rigs. Well, they give you microfiber wash mitts, a bottle of their high performance, which is excellent car wash, and the bucket for $63. So that is the part number 11327, Griot's, Griot's Garage. We're back with Lyle now, and the Lyle 34550, which is a wheel bearing packer. Great, 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 great tool to have. Great tool to have, and it is makes easy work of properly and efficiently packing bearings. A lot of guys pack them by hand. I used to pack them by hand. Some guys, you try to use like a hydraulic syringe and shoot grease in there. This thing is very simple. You put the bearing in, you compress it, it pushes the grease through, it keeps the grease clean so it doesn't get polluted while it's waiting for the next bearing job. It keeps it clean, it's quick, it's efficient, and it's only $32. That's the Lyle 34550 wheel bearing packer. And it's 2 minutes, you got a bearing packed. So you're not jerking around and washing your hands for 3 hours trying to get the grease off of it. The next thing is we're going to go to Snap-on tools. And Snap-on, you know, there's so many air impact guns out there, and there's so many of them, and some of them are good, and some of them are bad, and some of them are in between. But this is a USA-made, which sadly is a rarity today with impact tools. It's a USA-made 1/2-inch impact, and this thing is a monster. It's called the PT, like Paul Tom -850, and it has 1,190 foot-pounds of breakaway torque, 810 foot-pounds of tightening torque. It's USA made. It's got a narrow nose to it, so you get into areas and work, and it's $615. And you know, years ago, 30, 40 years ago, you'd pay $200 or $300 for an impact gun, and they were all made in USA. In today's dollars, that's probably $1,000. And then the market got flooded with all this junk from China. And the thing is that people got spoiled. They want to buy an impact gun for $50, $100, $150, what have you. But this Snap-on PT850, this is the Rolex of impact guns. And if you're using an impact gun in the shop, which I'm sure that you are, they have a quality piece that's able to do the job, made in USA, has a great warranty, and is repairable. If you use an impact gun a lot, it's definitely a worthwhile investment. A little bit high for a stocking stuffer, $615, but it is a quality piece. And then the last thing on my list is the Stihl, S-T-I-H-L company, Stihl company. They make, if you're not familiar, they make chainsaws, pressure washers. They're rarely known for chainsaws, other things, blowers, leaf blowers, but they came out with a line of pressure washers, and I actually have this pressure washer. It's the RB400. It's a let me put it this way. I love this machine. It's got a Kohler horizontal shaft engine, so it's got an axial type of pump in the front. It's made by made in Iowa. I think I forgot the name of the company that actually makes the pump, but it's a Stihl product that's made by it's made for Stihl in Iowa, and it's designed for it, has pneumatic tires on it, and it's rated at 2.7 gallons per minute and 2,700 psi with 7,290 cleaning units. Now let me tell you, I had some other pressure washers that had some kind of Chinese pumps on them and everything, and they were rated higher. Well, this is a monster, this thing. It's a bear. Either this thing is underrated or the other stuff is overrated, because it's a perfect size for a farm shop with the pneumatic tires. It's easy to roll around. It does not move or vibrate. You put it someplace, that thing stays there. My other pressure washers over the years used to walk halfway across the farm, and then they would walk and I'd be pressure washing, and then it would turn around, then it would burn the hose. Now with this thing, the way it's set up is unbelievable. It's got a wide stance, a very wide track, pneumatic tires. The Kohler engine runs beautifully. It's a horizontal shaft, so it runs very smoothly with the pump in the front. They're very, very serviceable. It's a serviceable pump. It has, you could change the oil in the pump, which is imperative for long pump life. And it's rated at 2,700 psi and 2.7 gallons per minute, but it cleans like an imported unit, three times that powerful. And also, it runs very quietly. And they give you the hose with it, a beautiful hose, American-made hose, a spray gun, all different American-made spray tips that actually fit into a holder right on the handle. A beautiful, beautiful, beautiful machine. And it's the RB400 Dirt Boss. And they have an RB200, 400, 600, 800. I suggest the 400. It's cost $650. It's probably, in my estimation, just the right size, like Goldilocks. Not too hot, not too cold. It's not too big. It's not too powerful. It's not too weak. It's probably the right size for farm shop, cleaning equipment, cleaning the floors, cleaning anything out, trailers, what have you. The Stihl RB400. And I would also suggest investing another $120 and get the Stihl Rotary Surface Cleaner. And the rotary surface cleaner makes very quick work of cleaning, let's say, like a cement floor in the farm shop or what have you. I bought that cleaner. It used to take me hours with the spray wand and a tip on it. Forget about it. This thing over here, it does a beautiful job, and it's got stainless steel fittings, and it's gorgeous. So that's $120, and it goes on a quick disconnect on the end of the spray wand. So that's from Stihl also. So if you bought both of them, you'd have about $770 into this pressure washer, the RB400 Dirt Boss pressure washer. So listen, I want to thank you so much for listening today. I hope that you enjoyed these suggestions. And as I said, you know, please feel free to contact me at Hot Rod Farmer at farmmachinerydigest.com if you want me to engage with you to discuss some things so that you get the proper gift that's really going to resonate with the Hot Rod Farmer in your life. And after you listen to this, go to my website and listen and look at last year's gifts, because they're just as appropriate as this year. They're not time sensitive. And then also read the article, and that'll give you the actual picture of the item and the address on the website. So listen, you have a blessed, blessed Christmas and a happy new year. And I want to thank you so much for listening. And I know that there'll be many, plenty hot rod farmer guys and gals on Christmas morning if you were to get them any of these gifts. Have a blessed, blessed Christmas, and we'll see you next year. Bye-bye.